What is going on, everybody? Things are hectic right now as I am recording this. It is 10:10 p.m. and Tim Bouchard and Brian Fuentes have spaced out from the lead. And I don't know. I think y'all may end up crashing these polls. It's 10:10 as I'm recording this. As I said, I'm just a little in shock right now by the number of votes coming in. When I decided to do this poll, I honestly didn't do a ton of research on which poll I would need, website. I just came across Poll Unit, and it's been solid for me so far. But I was expecting somewhere around 1,000 votes in total, maximum. We've just eclipsed 25,000 votes, so. I've had to upgrade the account a couple times. Absolutely no complaints there. Another thing, when I was choosing this, I came across a decision, do unlimited votes or do one singular vote. And I said, if we do one singular vote, you know, people probably won't get that into it. You know, do one vote and maybe share it and go on. If we do unlimited, we can definitely find out who has the most loyal fan base in the conference. And I don't know who the title's going to go to right now, because I have said blank is going to win. Well, coming into the poll, I thought Kenny Rodriguez was going to win. I have a bigger following from Weber than anybody. That just didn't happen. I got a ton of votes, don't get me wrong, but just Brian and Tim had pulled apart. And then Rob Adams took a huge lead to jump out. I mean, he was a few hundred ahead. And I was like, okay, well, Rob Adams is going to win it. And then Tim Bouchard, he exploded. He had like a almost 5,000 vote lead at one point. And now the Fuentes have come on. Brian's ahead by a little bit now. But we're coming down the stretch, and it's a good one. I'm going to stop recording now because I'm just enjoying these numbers going up. I want to keep watching Harry Potter, The Goblet of Fire. Got into Harry Potter a little bit recently. You know, much of my buddies here keep telling me it's good, and I'm like, okay, get into it. Pretty good. You know, I'm more of a Marvel guy. I really like Star Wars too, but this isn't bad. Harry Potter's not bad. All right, so about 10:13 now here in Lake Wells, Florida. I'll probably hop back on around 11:30 to give kind of a final update before we finish recording right after midnight for y'all good folks. All right, see you then. All right, folks, we are just past midnight here in Lake Wells, and we have a winner, 31,499 votes. Was the final amount total. I cannot thank you all enough for participating in this. Really just showed how passionate this fan base is in the Sun Conference. Without further ado, the 2022 Suncast Most Valuable Player is Brian Fuentes, second baseman for the Southeastern Fire. Brian, congrats, buddy. You won first guys we had on. You're a lot of fun. Really appreciate you and your family. I want to congratulate the other guys as well real quick. Kenny, Rob, and Tim. Just amazing seasons that all four athletes have had. Tim and the Bouchards, they made it very close. There were three times where I just sat and said to myself, this person was going to win. Either Rob was going to win or Brian at one point, and Kenny even. Actually, all four guys. Tim and his family, and just being able to talk with them. I mean, guys, I'm a little tired right now. I'm not going to lie. I've just been refreshing the hell out of my computer, keeping up with it. But the Bouchards, just a wonderful family up there in New England. A beautiful family. Been able to talk with his mom some. It's a very bright future. All these guys are going to be playing a long time. We play in the sport for a long time. Bichard's, just again, y'all made this thing really pop off, because I think the way y'all really took off with the vote, it sparked everybody else to start voting a lot too, and it's become it became something bigger than I thought it would be, and I couldn't do that without y'all. Just really appreciate it. Brian, buddy, and to all the Fuentes family, y'all really showed out here on the last night. Just an awesome thing to have happen here at the very end, as if this voting didn't have enough drama and back and forth and too many votes as is. We came into today a little over 10,000 total votes. And I said earlier, it's over 30,000 votes. And, you know, just that's crazy. I'm honestly at a loss of words for what this has become. You know, just going to leave it at Brian. Congrats. You know, you deserve it, man. Everybody on here has had a hell of a year. And, you know, I talked to a lot about with these players, because I don't know if they really get the chance to. I know I don't when I'm playing. Just take a minute and, you know, stop and smell the roses. Because all of these guys have had seasons that when you're a little kid and you're thinking about playing college baseball somewhere and, you know, leading your team to the promised land and being one of the most feared hitters or pitchers, not only in your conference but in the country, you know, just take a moment and realize how awesome this is. And all four guys especially, they have such a wonderful support system around y'all that have voted their hearts out. And you know, just stop and smell the roses, guys. I know it's about to get really intense with baseball, conference tournament coming up, and regional play, and then national tournament. You know, for a lot of guys, Kenny, I know Brian and Tim, pretty sure it's their last year. I think Rob has one more after this. But, you know, you never get this back. You never get college ball back. You heard it in high school. You know, now in college, and, you know, all three guys that will be ending their career, and then Rob when he ends theirs, I'm sure this isn't the last time we see them put on a uniform. But, you know, just stop and realize what you guys have done is just freaking awesome. And it's guys like y'all that's, you know, helped me grow this podcast and this platform. And, you know, I thought doing a most valuable player would help that some. Maybe, you know, get 2,000-3,000 votes. You know, when I started this, I was like, should we do a limit vote? And I was like, nah, just let people click it. Let them go crazy. And I'm so glad I did. Wouldn't have it any other way. So just wrapping it off, Brian Fuentes is your most valuable player. The good and bad news. The bad news is the people that I've ordered the trophy from have been a little incompetent, and I don't think they've put in the trophy order yet, so that's kind of pissed me off. And got on the phone with them today, and they were supposed to call me back to let me know. Never call me back. So if they have somehow put it in, great, cool, whatever. If they have not, though, do plan on having Brian's name on it, so hopefully he can hang that up. And I don't think his trophy box is close to getting filled. All these guys, man. God, this was fun. This was a fun little thing to do. And I don't think it will be the last time we let the polls go up on the Suncast podcast. I'm just kind of rambling on now, a little past midnight. I'm exhausted. All right, I got class tomorrow. I'm going to head in. Brian Fuentes is your MVP. Congrats, buddy. Much love.